Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Much for joining me. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks, and thank you so much for joining us this Monday, May 23rd. We are still celebrating Mother's Day all the whole month of May, so we are celebrating the feminine spirit, and we thank you for joining us this morning. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating your birthday. Or if you're just celebrating life, period. We're just happy to be here with you. Also, let us keep in mind those who are sick and shut in need of prayer, the non-believers, and those who just don't have any faith. They have just given up hope. we hope that there's something that we can say here today that will make a difference in the quality of your life. In the news, you know I don't talk about whatever is going on out there, but I have to talk about May being Mental Health Month because there is so much chaos and confusion in this world. We are all affected by it. And many of just don't know where to go get help. We don't even know what therapy is, and it's like therapy is taboo in our community. And like, who made that a rule? Since when can we not go sit and talk to somebody besides Big Mama? Big Mama at the club now. I digress. Anyway, just keep that in mind as we go throughout this show today. Also, today is the unveiling of the first African-American location for McDonald's, and that is Herman Petty Way. It's being unveiled today. I saw it on the news this morning. He's the first one. The location is on Stony Island Avenue in 1929. Really? Wow. Did you know that? I know I certainly didn't. Saw it on the news this morning. Anyway, we'll be joined by Pastor LaDonna Petty Williams today. She's a mother of 13 children, and she's in East Chicago, and she's coming on to tell us about her fantastic story, because I don't know anybody that has 13 children anymore. Birth control took care of that. Anyway, condolences to the family, Lewis. I know her son's Lewis. Ethel McBroom, who made her transition last week. I don't remember the exact date. But Ethel was my neighbor, and she was also my running buddy back in the day when I was working at V103 WGCI AM 1390, and I would always get these tickets for the dances, and those tickets were always free to me, of course, because I worked there, but they weren't free to everybody else. So I met Ethel, I think it might have been, I don't know, somewhere, probably met at a Steppers event and found out that we live in the same building. It just freaked me out. So it was just nice to have a buddy in the building where, you know, something was going on. And most of the time I didn't want to go because I was just, like, partied out. But I went anyway just to say, you know, I had a good time. But anyway, Ethel McBroom, mother of Lewis Baker and her other son, I forgot his name. Anyway, there's a fundraiser going on, GoFundMe. And last night, they were at 14,000. Wake up this morning, they're at 14,500. She needs $15,000 is the goal. And that's my girl, Ethel McBroom. And her homecoming, I will post that information, her homegoing will be on my blog, sellthespeaks.wordpress.com, because as you can see, this is where this is. So, Ethel, we miss you, but we will see you on Wednesday, which is her memorial. And it's 5800 West somewhere. I can't remember the exact, but it'll be on my blog, and this is my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So you will be able to see that there, and I'll share that with you later on during the day, okay? And I'll post that afterward. It'll be up there this afternoon before the memorial on Wednesday. If you're listening online, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are live on YouTube, Higher Learning TV Show, Facebook.com, HLN TV Show, and my page, of course, Zelda Speaks. And if you are headed out and about today, it is a beautiful day, sunny skies in Chicago. Yes, 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 yes. And today's traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. iTex is a organization for entrepreneurs and business owners who want to save money. You simply join and you shop with their dollars instead of your dollars. And it's recognized by the U.S. Treasury. Okay? And that's your traffic and weather. On to my Karen Kelly of iTex.com. As we take a look at all the chaos going on outside, If you want to go to the Caribbean or Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, anywhere, it is available for you to do so, because those are some of the benefits that are available at itex.com. Travel, we bought a car, bought a van, bought equipment. It's just a whole lot, and I just can't see why all the entrepreneurs and business owners of the world aren't in it. Anyway, I digress. As we take a look at Metro and CTA, no reported delays, but on the Kennedy, it's a whole other story. 42 inbound, 27 on the reverse. Is it slow at Randolph inbound due to an earlier accident that has been cleared up, but it's major delays there. Inbound on the Eden is 28-24 on the outbound. On the Eisenhower, almost an hour. It's like 55 minutes and 29 minutes on the reverse. On the Stevenson, a little congestion there, too, a little congestion there as well. Lake Cook to the junction, 46 inbound, 24 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, your usual slow Taylor to the Jane Byrne Expressway, 19 in, 17 out. On the Bishop Ford end, it is 16 minutes out and 14 outbound. Also inbound, 115th, yeah, crash has been cleared, but there's also construction on 127th Street, so we might want to steer clear of there or take another route. And on DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes inbound and 9 minutes outbound. And that's the traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you have been inside, like most of us have been on the inside, then you will know that chances are we have been eating just a little bit too much, and sometimes we wind up with issues in our tissues that we may or may not know about. So it is imperative that you share this information and go to diabeticdonut.com. Because there is a handout that I made. I reverse type 2 diabetes, and I always share that with my viewing audience. Okay? So that's there for you, free to download, and you can share it with somebody, because we all know somebody who has issues in their tissues, right? If it's not pain or something of it. Anyway, just share. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which is Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. See that logo right there. There you go. See that logo? You'll know you're at the light, because there's a lot of Higher Learners, but there's only one Higher Learning TV show. And now it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness. Oh, if you're listening online at Instagram, it's be sure and check out our homeless project. You know, I'm always asking for donations for the homeless, because I don't care how warm it is in Chicago, it's still cold at night sleeping on the ground. So go to our, is it Facebook page? YouTube page? One of those pages. It'll give you the information that you need. Our Instagram page. I was just saying that Instagram is hln.homeless.project, and you will see that information there. I'm trying to find it for you. But anyway, the updates will always be on my page at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and there it is right there. That's our Facebook and Instagram. Now it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness inspirational conversations. Today's conversation is Elevated Conversations, and this is by Mike House. Conversations are like elevators. They take you up or take you down in consciousness. They can build or tear down your feelings. When you join a conversation, it is up to you to determine if this conversation elevator is going up or down. If the conversation starts going up, then makes a sudden change and starts to drop into a shaft of negativity, push the emergency button in your mind and stop the elevator, that is the conversation, and get off. I had to do that the other day. As you operate the elevator of your mind, remember that uplifting thoughts build, heal, and support, while negative thoughts hurt, and they are destructive. Your conversations are determined by your thoughts and in turn determine your experiences. You are the elevator operator. You have the absolute control over the thoughts you choose to entertain. Choose continuous upward movement toward the Christ awareness in you. That is from Alberta Ware from 2011. And that's your inspiration for the day. Hope you enjoyed it. It's 7:16, and you know what that means. Ooh, I rhymed and didn't even know it. It is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, in which we take the time to center ourselves, because it's the one time of the day that we cannot be destroyed because we've taken time to go within and become quiet and become centered, because all of the questions that you have about whatever's going on in your life, all of those questions can be answered in your quiet time. How about that? So what we do is sit up straight in a chair, just relax and prepare your mind to experience something you may or may not have experienced before. So we're going to inhale through the nose and exhale through the nose. You want to feel your stomach expand or your chest expand as you breathe in. Yeah, you should feel that expand as you breathe out. Doesn't matter if you breathe in or breathe out through your nose, but as long as you breathe in through your nose. So let us begin the process of quieting our minds, because I know it's running all over the place. So as we become quiet, we give thanks for the power of that which resides in us, and we acknowledge that power now. As we close our eyes, we give thanks for the power of the breath. Because the breath is our first line of defense. Remember, it's still Mental Health Monday, and we must protect ourselves. And the way to do that is with conscious thinking, not subconscious and old thought patterns, but conscious thinking. So let us become still and take a long, deep breath. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, that feels so good. Just breathing deep with your mouth closed and your nose open, it just sends light and love and energy all up through here and out through the rest of the body. So let's do that again. Inhale deeply. Eyes closed. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. So close those eyes and breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. And feel the energy that the breath is revitalizing the entire body as we breathe in once more. Hold it. And exhale. Yes, that feels so good. And this time as we breathe in, let's stretch those arms and stretch and stretch. And if you can't, turn around and feel the stretch in your body. Oh, yes, that feels good. Mm-hmm. Breathe in again. And turn around and stretch and stretch and stretch and feel the stretch in the other side of the body. Yeah. Oh, that feels good. And I forgot to show you this morning, so I'll show you in a little bit. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And this time as you inhale, let us begin the process of talking to each and every tendon, ligament, fiber, vein, muscle in our body, as as we breathe in. We give thanks for each of those that I just named that are working effortlessly in our bodies to keep us in a healthy state of being, and we give thanks. Inhale deeply. And as we exhale, we give thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is not as fortunate as you and unable to breathe on their own. They may have a trachea in their throat. They may have sinus congestion, just any kind of respiratory issue. So look at you, breathing all on your own. Give thanks for that. That's good. Yes. Inhale deeply. Hold it. All of that energy from the body, from the top, from the bottom of the feet to the top of the head. Let's bring it in that breath. Inhale deeply. And as we exhale, we give thanks for the power of the breath. And we exhale again. And this time as we inhale, let's bring all of that energy from the breath to the top of the head. Inhale deeply. Bringing the breath up to the top of head and slowly exhaling and letting the air flow from the mouth to the shoulders and to the arms as we stretch and give thanks for the power of the breath as we are doing the Monday morning mindfulness higher learning hip roll. Yes, we are. As we inhale once more, giving thanks for the breath, allowing the breath to flow out through the arms and through the solar plexus and the chest and the sides and the back. We give thanks as we exhale. As we inhale, we give thanks. And as we exhale, we allow the breath, the energy of the breath, to flow down through the hips and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees, honey. Rub those knees because they keep us going. Especially if you are a skater, you will understand. As we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs, the ankles, the arches, and the insteps, the top and bottom of the feet, and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes, sending that energy right back up through the feet. Inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up through the legs and the knees and the thighs and the hips and the backs. We give thanks for the power of the breath and the ability to move these hips, because someone somewhere is bedridden and it's not you. And I give thanks for my girlfriend, Deborah Peterson, who is bedridden, but she's getting better day by day. And we thank you for your prayers as we breathe in. As we bring that breath right back up through the solar plexus and the arms and the neck and the back, and we stretch, and we take these two fingers and this thumb, and we just knee, the back of the neck, that's where the vagus nerve is, and we massage it, send it love and light and energy, and it helps with the immune system and the lymphatic system. It's all the systems of the body. Release that tension. And then you take the fingers and just knead, that is like this. Like this is your back, you're just doing, I mean your shoulders, you're just doing that. Just knead, just move some of that energy around that's in the back, because that's where I carry all my tension, in my shoulders and in my back. So you just knead or rub it, whatever feels good to you. And you inhale deeply, hold it, and exhale, giving thanks that we are always at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. We give thanks for each and every part of our body that is guiding us to the right place at the right time today. As we inhale deeply. And this time, as we exhale, bend the head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the left as far as you possibly can and bring it back around. And slowly to the right, slow down. You're moving too fast. Feel those increments in that stretch in that neck and bring it back around. Head up, inhale deeply, and exhale, bringing the head back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right, slowly, slowly, feeling that stretch in the neck. You should just be getting to the back and slowly getting around to the left And slowly bringing it back around to the right. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right of the neck. Ah, yes, feels good, doesn't it? Uh-huh. And then you come back. Inhale deeply. And look to the left, the right as far as you possibly can, feeling that stretch in the left side of the neck. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, and bring that head back around. And right now, as you inhale, give thanks and use two of the most important words on the planet, I am. And whatever you put after those words is what you will experience today. Don't believe me, just try it. How about that? Because whether you know it or not, you have just activated the happiness gene in your body. And you wonder why you feel so good? You just breathe it in. It's real simple. When you're stressed out, you simply inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. I am happy. Even if you don't feel it, say it, because you're sending vibrations throughout the body. And the body will believe it. Doesn't know the difference that you're not happy. So do it anyway. I am happy. I am happy. Healthy. Oh, yes, I am. I am whole and complete, just as I am. Say it again. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. And I give thanks for all the systems of my body that are working on my behalf, and I don't even know it. I simply do what? Breathe in and breathe out. And that's all we have to do. Anytime you are stressed out, someone's all up in your Kool-Aid, don't know the flavor, you simply start breathing. You inhale through the nose, always through the nose. But this time, when you exhale, do it through the mouth. And if you got a little funk on your breath, you forgot to brush your teeth, got a little garlic, a little onion, they will back up, I promise you. When you blow out, take that long, deep breath and go, oh, baby, they're going to back up. I promise you, they will back up. So that, my dear, is your inspiration for the morning, your Monday morning mindfulness stress relief. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you will share it. And you can also share this when you go to my YouTube page. Excuse me, YouTube page, Zelda Speaks. And you will see information there that will help you on your way and more testimonials and things of that nature. I forgot to tell you about the program in which is going on this Saturday, excuse me, Wednesday and Thursday. Dr. Willie Wilson will be giving away food and gas for the seniors. Thank you, Dr. Willie Wilson. And I would like to share with you an excerpt from the press conference where he announced it just this past week. Now, someone may say, why is he doing this? Well, I've known this man for over 30 years, and this is just what he does. He helps people. And the gospel community knows him, but not everyone else knows him. So this is one of the ways in which he does that. And I just want to share that with you before we take our first commercial break.
Hey, thank you for coming today. And if we have a question afterwards, feel free to do so. This week here, we want to do a third gas giveaway, food giveaway. I want to thank Mr. Wilson for helping make this happen, along with Pastor Shondo, and also with the other service based people who will be with me next week, along with the Peak Market and also Cermak Market. There's 29 stores, right? Cermak is teams of the service station this time. They ran from all over Cook County to all the way to DuPage, Summit Downs, Oakbrook. At different places, I'm going to have a list to go to one of those Facebook events they posted up there. So I'm going to have a lot of senior assistants too. So I'm going to go into some of the senior assistant homes as well as some of the senior citizens in our churches throughout Chicagoland area as well, and helping them too. Now, there's about, I believe, there's 182 senior citizen homes we have already committed. The other one, they'll come in line as well. We won't get them all next week, but we'll get some next week. But one thing that we will get started on will be Wednesday. And we'll start, I believe, sometime 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, somewhere like that, at Peak Market, as well as Servax Market as well. And we'll send those particular time and location out. But you can probably go to my Facebook and look on that. Give it a little hour or so, and then you can find everything.
So you can go to his Facebook page, Dr. Willie Wilson, and you can
this
see
the
information.
Thing.
Yep, because this is the right thing to do, Dr. Wilson. He cares about the seniors. I mean, of course, he's running for mayor. But he's also a man with a big heart. He's not a politician. He's a businessman, and he's a humanitarian. So that's why he does what he does for all you naysayers. Okay? Let's take our first commercial break, and we'll be right back.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
And that was our weekly lineup of the shows on The Female Solution. And this is the promo for our listeners to join. And our guest, Pastor LaDonna Petty Williams, is having some difficulties getting on. So I'm going to play this promo for you. But I want you, before I play it, I want you to know that this is an opportunity that we had after we closed our Amazon account, because we discovered that when you shop with Amazon or Etsy or any of the other major platforms, you don't make any money off of it. They make all the money. So this is a chance for you to make money, and we've seen money in our account, so we are happy to share it. So we want to share this with you, and we want you to share it with others too. So be sure and check it out, and here it is. Quick click.
Where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And I'm going to play this again for you because LaDonna is having some issues getting online, so I'll just let this run again. Hold on. We'll be back shortly. In the meantime, text somebody and let them know that she's on.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Maura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Maura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And we'll have her in another minute here. She's signing on now. Just please be patient. She's a mother of 13 children. Need I say more? Her hands are full this morning.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickLink that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Maura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Maura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And you can check us out, higherlearningnetwork.org, and you'll see more information there. I was trying to wait on Miss LaDonna Petty. She apologizes. She is having technical difficulties this morning. And until I can get her on the line, I'm going to share with you the rest of the the press conference. So if you'll just bear with us for just a few more minutes, I'm going to show you the rest of the press conference with Dr. Willie Wilson and get her here on the line, because you want to hear what this woman has to say. She's a phenomenal woman. So just bear with us for just a few minutes.
We're not just doing it in Chicago only. We're going outside of Chicago like we've done before. Because everybody is in some type of need with these economic times. They need tough. Prices high, gasoline high. But everything seems to be very, very high. And so we're going to make another investment of $1 million to get to that. May not be able to get it all the way next week, but the following week probably will be able to do it. That was what I was going to be able to do last week, $2 million in a couple months. And we'll see where we go from there. There may be a need for us to come back again to do it one or two more times. We don't know yet. If the prices drop down, then we are pretty much okay. If the price goes up, then we have to step out and make an effort. You know, what I'm really excited about is that our next door neighbor, if they need food, we're going to take them and give them food. And then if we need food, they will turn around and give us food. It was like 1 week, we needed food, they'll give it out. Basically, they need food, we'll give it to them. All right? And maybe a lot of people think it's a
bound by the word of God. They all have their own testimonies. Therefore,
yes,
they are not just speaking what I've taught them, but what they have all experienced God for themselves. Very important that they have their own experiences. That was my request from God. I am a community activist. I believe in building and setting a solid foundation for families, businesses, churches, and whatever else that helps to raise our next generation. I believe in love, and without it, we are simply lost souls. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show this morning, Pastor LaDonna Petty Williamson. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Oh, bless you for having me. Thank you.
Girl, let me tell you, I don't know how you do it. First, let me say this. I come from a big family. Well, there was only seven of us, but the history of the family. The most one of my aunts had was 21 children, so I was flabbergasted when I heard
okay,
that.
Yeah.
Another one had 17. Another one had 15, 14,
wow,
13, and on and down. So when I got this information, it said you had 13 children. I said, oh, this is going to be a good conversation. Because women don't have children like that anymore.
Yeah.
They don't do that. So welcome and thank you for being the mother of all those children, because somebody had to have them.
Well, I didn't have all of them. We're a mixed family.
A combined family. But still, you are raising them. That's my point.
Yes.
Yes.
It's been interesting.
I can imagine. How did that come to be? I got to ask you that question.
Well, this is my second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came in the marriage with seven of my own. And then, of course, my ex-husband had two children. And I raised them from little boys. I met them when they were like 4 or 5 years old. Yeah, they're all grown now, except I'm still raising. I have a 6, 7, and 8-year-old. And then I have a 13-year-old that should be 14. She'll be 14 soon. And I have my 18-year-old graduate. We'll be graduating on June the 5th. And everybody else are adults. They range from 21 all the way up to 34.
Mm. Okay. So we got some grown folks in the house too.
Yeah, well, they ain't in the house anymore. They can't move.
Oh.
You prepare them to move forward, you know. Oh. You don't let them just sit and unless they're, you know, they have their, you know, life has its ups and downs. Of course, you want them always still welcome to come back.
Mm.
But the goal is to get them to branch off and become independent,
yes,
you know.
Yes. I'm glad to see that you're not one of those mothers that try to keep them at home. You know, let them
mm-hmm.
flourish. Let
no,
them flourish.
Ma'am. Now, God intended them to grow up and out.
Okay.
You know, you allow them to, you know, inherit their wings.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to hear that. How did this, what is the ministry, before I ask how did it get started? What is the ministry, and then how did it get started?
Well, for me, I'm going to say I came to know God at a very young age, my mom and grandmother. Born in the 70s and, you know, being raised in the 70s and 80s, I came from a very tight-fisted parent. My mom was a single parent for a long time. My parents divorced when I was like 10. And so she had a tight-fisted, I'm also an only child.
Oh.
I'm my mom's only child.
Oh.
So, yeah,
She is an only child with 13 children. Only child. Have you ever heard of that before? Only child with 13 children. Said maybe she should have had a few sisters and brothers. But that's okay, too.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm talking to the audience, keeping company while you're going. Go ahead, sweetie. Did she disappear again? Is she with
us? Sorry about that.
That's okay.
My husband, I guess he didn't realize I was on.
Oh, okay.
As I was saying, so I'm my only child. I'm my mom's only child. My dad, my focus in this. I'm not really good with this camera stuff yet.
Don't worry about it. Just don't touch it. Just talk.
Don't touch it, okay?
Yeah, just talk.
And so, again, my mom raised me alone. And growing up with a parent that was also a teen mom, she was very strict, you know, and trying to make up for the things that went wrong. Her desire was to make sure I didn't stray off and make the errors that she did. And believe me, she was very adamant about not making errors, like, you know, the battered babies as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And so that foundation I gathered from my grandmother and my mom about Christ and what he required of me as a young lady. And I held tight to those things because I love God. My grandmother taught me to love God so much that I desired to please him. It was like, you know, like they teach you love Santa Claus and you want to be good and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was very honest about Santa Claus.
Oh, bless her heart.
I don't want to ruin anybody's childhood, but my grandmother was like, there's no Santa Claus, honey. There's no
occasion.
And, you know, it's not real and so forth. And, but she would always remind me how my mom would say, God did. God did that. You know,
okay.
We go through some tough times. And so I took that wisdom from my mom, and I never wanted my children to live a lie.
Mm.
So as I raised them, my thoughts were, I want to be transparent. I want God to get the glory out of it. And I don't want to ever, you know, leave this earth thinking that my babies have been led astray, you know, that they lived a lie and then nothing could save them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was very deliberate in my raising.
I commend you, my sister, because most parents lie to their children. They just tell them,
right,
you just Santa Claus. It's like, that's a fairy tale. You're going to tell your child that somebody is coming bringing you something. And it is so untrue. Why give somebody else the credit for all the hard work you do?
Amen. And guess what? I don't even take the credit for what I do. I give it all back to God because I know of myself I can do nothing. So I embrace my ability. You know, you wake up and you hear the cliche all the time, oh, God woke me up this morning and you know, he sent me on my way. Well, I really mean that.
Okay.
I woke up this morning thinking I'm going to be on Zelda's show this is an opportunity for me to give you glory, Lord. And just really to display all that you've done. So I want to always take advantage of my life. I want to live it to the fullest. And that's kind of what I've taught my baby.
Okay.
To live it to the fullest. I have grandkids now. I have 4, 5 grandchildren.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for every day that God gives me, and tomorrow, the next moment is a
promise. Amen. Because people
want to just embrace it all.
People are leaving this planet every single day.
They are. So
the fact that you have the knowledge and you share it is a blessing. Tell us a fun fact about yourself.
Ooh, I can't sing, but I love music.
Welcome to my world. Am I able to be set up?
No, I'm not alone.
No, ma'am. You are never alone.
I'm sorry, say it again.
You are never alone. No,
amen. Thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
No, ma'am. You are never alone.
I've been raised around music all my life. Always wanted to sing.
Aww.
And it ain't my calling. I write music, you know. I've directed choirs, but I cannot, absolutely not sing the way I would love to have a Whitney.
How is it that you can direct the choir and can't sing? I never heard that one before.
Oh yeah, do it and can't. And they follow my husband.
Mm.
You know, I know the ranges of music. I know music like the back of my hand.
Oh,
I just can't spell it out the way.
Oh.
You know, I've learned it. I can, you know, I know music. You know, that's why that's kind of where the production, well, I'll explain the production company in a minute, but
okay.
My mom was a disc jockey. I grew up in a radio station.
Get out of here!
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
What was the radio station name?
My mom?
Radio station name and your mom's name.
I'm sorry. WHBK
Girl, stop.
Yeah, in the 70s and the 80s, and then she went to GCM for a season, for a very small season. She kind of bounced around a little bit, a bit after.
What is your mom's name, girl?
Her name is Deborah Petty, actually, on the radio.
Deborah Petty. Yeah, she was a little bit before my time because I never worked at WHPK, but I went there for an interview. I never got the job. But my girlfriend, Marsha Noble, still works there. We were at Columbia College together, and she still works there at WHPK. She does jazz.
She probably knows my mom.
She probably knows her. Deborah Petty, I have not heard of her before. Like I said, she's probably a little bit before my time. But I do know of the stations that you mentioned. So go ahead, go right ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, you're fine. So that's my musical background came from just hearing music all the time.
Okay.
My grandmother was into she was into Michael Jackson and
yes.
I grew up with by going to my age range because I never. Got myself into my grandmother's music when it came to older music, because I never got it. I'm like, okay. But I started to like the Hawkins and the Clark sisters. My mom was R&B jazz, modern jazz during that time, so I know Billie Holiday. I don't know her, but Billie Holiday was some of the stuff. Bojangles and, all these different legends from back when.
Yeah.
I even had an opportunity to meet a couple of the legends, but I don't remember all of them. Growing up, but being in the radio station sometimes, but being a single parent, kind of stayed out.
Wow.
I was there all the time, quite a bit, for a season of my life. But yeah, that's where it started. And then she later became engaged to Joe Ali. And he passed on now. God rest his soul. He was the manager for Kool & the Game for 40 years.
Oh, really? Wow.
He passed 2020.
Oh.
I miss him dearly.
Oh, wow.
And he's the one that taught me about production and music.
Mm.
I kind of took it to the level after, kind of having a little bit of his raising.
Okay. So that's
kind of a little bit with them a lot later, but a little bit at the beginning.
So that's where the production came in, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay.
Where the production came in. He taught me, he didn't want me to go into the music business at all.
Oh.
He really didn't. He wanted me, he would call it to be a good girl. I'm a good girl no matter what, Pop.
Okay.
But he was just really, if you know anything about the music industry, it can be a little bit messy at times.
A little bit.
The industry itself.
The industry itself is wicked.
Yeah.
I saw that firsthand in my experience in radio at Gospel Radio 1390, where you think all the saints, honey, it is the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is not what you think it is. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back, but we've got to have our next break, so stay close. While you're on, if you're joining us on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, please share this video. Let them know Pastor LaDonna Petty, mother of 13, is sharing her amazing story. Stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim, of the HWPI Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Production business this morning, and I had no idea we had these things in common, LaDonna. Oh, and I forgot, how could I forget that your first name, LaDonna, is my girlfriend's name, LaDonna Tittle, Tittle in the middle. You ever heard of LaDonna?
Yes.
I grew up listening to her on the radio, so when I got a chance to be her girlfriend, I'm just living in awe. I'm like, wow, is this my real friend? And then to meet you, LaDonna Petty, I said, oh, I know she a bad sister because she got LaDonna's name. She's a LaDonna, but it's 807. We need to open up the lines because people are waiting to talk to you. 872-901, you are live on the Female Solution Rising. Where are you calling from? What's your comment?
Well, good morning to all. LaDonna, this is Lois in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm really so happy to hear the outcome of the 11 children, LaDonna, but I was wondering, how many of those children did you breastfeed, and were they all natural births or cesareans or what?
Can I answer her?
Can you answer her?
Yeah, because I can barely hear her.
Oh,
I think I'll hear a question.
How many of those children did you breastfeed?
Oh, well, three of them.
Three of them. Did you hear that, Lola?
Three, the first three.
Yes. I heard, were they all natural births or were they cesarean births or what?
Natural births, all natural. Actually, Miss Lawrence, I have seven natural children, and the rest were like my bonus babies.
Oh,
like,
I love
my marriage. Yeah, so I kind of raised them as children, and some of them came to me as teenagers and young adults.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, congratulations. I think you've done a wonderful job. And you put God first, and that's something my mother always told me before I first married. She said, whatever you do, just put God first, and you'll be okay. And so it seems like that's the way you've made it, and I thank God for you and continue to be obedient. He will continue to bless you and bless everyone who's listening today.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lois. We greatly appreciate that. It is so heartwarming to hear that because, you know, these children today, this generation, they don't have a clue. You know, they may have three, four, five babies, but.
You know what? I wanted to, I am a young adult pastor.
Okay.
I work with the youth, the teenagers and the young adults. And I count it a privilege because of the fact that that is a fact, what you said. A lot of, you know, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and the respect factor has left the building.
Yes.
You don't see it. It's not common anymore.
Mm-mm.
So I believe that God has deliberately given me that mission to help redirect our youth. And that's why it's so important to, and I don't have a whole lot of time, but I have so much to say, that foundation. If God is not first, everything else doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
It's only temporal, and it won't last. I mean, you're going to answer for that. And it's time for parents to be accountable. You know, are you raising them? And all men are there in your house and you're able to go and move around. They can fix their own food. Are you raising them? Are you taking the time to teach them? And I know that, you know, it's not easy because I was a single parent for a very small season because this is my second marriage. But in that time, you still have to be deliberate. God would make the provision. So I would get up like at 6 o'clock in the morning. I would get up at 5:30 before my kids. But at 6 in the morning, we would have Bible study, and it would be about 15, 20 minutes. But that time in the morning before they leave your house, if they don't have that foundation, they don't have security.
Mm-mm.
They don't have safety. If anything happens Mm-mm. to any of them, to this day, I am not one to say, oh, my God, I can handle it if something happens to one of my 13 babies. Because I would be like any other parent. Oh, my God, Lord, you know, help me to bear this burden.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the tragedy may be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure this one thing, they have God. And I know that they call the name of Jesus because that is the only name beneath this earth, above this earth, that even matters. There's no power nowhere else.
Okay.
So I'm deliberately giving them that so that there's no, I don't know what to do. No, honey, the minute you feel uncomfortable, the minute you're not sure, Your source is Christ Jesus. You have to ask God to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to turn around and go, and you hear people say it all the time, like, I don't believe in God, but the minute something happens, they go, oh, my God.
Okay. First thing out of your mouth.
What do you mean, your God? I thought she said there was no God.
Okay.
But you don't give it to them in that way. That's their awareness. That's when you make it aware.
Right.
And you just said, oh, my God. You said you were atheist, but you said, oh, my God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, and there's no condemnation, so you don't want them to feel condemned.
Right.
You just want them to be aware.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, without that foundation, there's nothing. You have nothing. So many of us have built things, and they it's appreciated, but where is God? You know, how did you do it?
In that struggle.
Yeah, how?
Because you didn't do it on your own. You had to have some help from somewhere.
Couldn't have. And if you're not, then God always sends someone that is to help you. But it's all about making you aware of him.
Hmm.
Know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
All about making us aware.
Well, that's why we have Monday morning mindfulness, so we can practice that quiet time and tune in to the power within and stop looking for everything out there, because all the power you need is right here.
Yes, it is.
And until you learn that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
I remember being in a situation with my children.
Mm-hmm.
This is after I left my person. He's going on to do some decent things. I have to give God glory for his life as well. But God taught me strength when I thought that there was no strength in me to do it.
Mm.
I have majority boys, literally.
How many?
I have four girls and the rest are boys.
Okay. That's a lot of testosterone.
I'm sorry?
That's a lot of testosterone.
Yeah, that is. You don't know how to say, go straight to the restroom, go straight.
Okay.
That's a football practice, that's a basketball practice, that's a wrestling, But what I'm grateful for is, I wanted to say this to you, too. I love your this is kind of off the subject. I love your hair wrap.
Oh, thank you.
I just started to get into it a little bit.
It looks cute. I love it.
Oh, I'm trying. Thank you. One of my daughters was like, Mom, you try this? She's all into the hair wrap thing,
Yeah, and she did a wonderful job.
Yeah, I thank her all the time.
She did a wonderful job.
For some things I don't want to deal with my hair. I'm like, okay, then we got to
have your Mm-hmm. Well, back in the day, we wore hats.
Yeah.
We wore hats.
Yeah.
And now we wear head wraps, which is which is fine with me.
Right. But as far as, this, again, the ministry, all of it, it's just the foundation of building is always Christ.
So what projects are you working on?
Okay, well, as far as calling out productions, we have quite a bit this summer, not a whole lot. I'm still working on some opening stuff. But we have, the first thing we're going to have is called Night in the Sixth. I didn't mention this on one of the shows because I just got the memo. But July 15th, I think 15th, don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But it's the middle of July.
Okay.
We have a Night in the 60s. My husband and I have been on the productions where we're going to be reliving the 50s and the 60s.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds
awesome.
Like fun.
We're working on our vendor right now. We've done it before. Small, but this time we're going to do a little grand.
Okay.
Now, the second thing we're going to have is we have a youth concert July 28th at the Real Cat Stadium in Gary, Indiana.
July 28th.
Yes. July 28th from 12 to 4. It's a free event. We're looking for, actually we're still putting that together as well. So we have it established, the date is set, July 28th, that's a Thursday.
Okay.
And it's a free event. And then we have, the ones I'm mentioning are the ones I concrete.
Okay.
There's some others, I guess I can update you later.
Yeah, and I'll post that on my blog, cause the, just so people know, I always post all the updates on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Go ahead.
Okay, and the last concrete is August 28th and 29th. We do the Jacksons event out of Gary, Indiana every year. Every year. So, yeah.
Really?
That's pretty awesome.
Really?
We do the reenactment of a Jackson's life through their music.
I am so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know why?
No.
Because the Higher Learning Network, the organization in which, excuse me, that I work with, has a global virtual teen talent contest every fourth Saturday of the month.
Wow.
And the children are from 13 to 19. I'll pull it up here on the screen so you can see it. It's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest where they can win prizes and cash. And I would invite your children, your youth, those who you know who can sing, dance, act, tap, rap, photography, cinema photography, draw, whatever their gift is.
Whatever.
We are offering the Katie Robinson Scholarship. That is my mom's name. And we are giving scholarships away. So if they would love to participate, we would love to have them. And
absolutely.
They can email us their information, hlntvshow@gmail.com, if you are between the ages of 13 and 19. You need to be between those ages. Send in a one-minute video audition, a YouTube link. Don't send us an MOV file. Just pull out your phone, film it, upload it to your YouTube channel. If you don't have a YouTube channel, it's not too late. You can get one and get those audition clips in so that we can have you in the show because we would love to have you there.
Oh, awesome. And do you know, actually, I'm always looking for people to put in my show.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm always looking for, when we did the reenactment of the Jacksons last year, we were, oh, my God, we were in search of a Marvin and a LaToya, just trying to, fulfill it, make it big. And we had the hardest time doing that.
Really?
So, great connect. Oh, yeah. You can find Michael and Janet anywhere.
Oh, okay.
But to fill in those gaps for the rest of the siblings is a challenge.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But thank God for your contest and your that.
Yeah, girl, send them.
Oh, my goodness.
Send them on over, honey. Do you have another window open? Because I'm getting some feedback.
You said one more time?
Do you have another window open? Another window open.
Let me see.
We need to close that out. You might have another window.
Is it gone?
I can hear feedback. So that means there's another window open somewhere. And it's not me. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Have you been hearing that all the time?
Uh-uh, just now, just started.
Oh, no, I'm not sure. Let me...
I don't know why that's happening. Don't know why. There's no sun
up
in the sky. Stormy weather.
I thought you said you couldn't sing.
Oh, I can't. You're just being nice. Girl, I know
Girl,
I can't sing. And I
think this is why. I think I found the issue. I think I did.
Do you have two windows open?
I think I did.
Why don't you close out of everything and come back in? And while you are doing that.
Oh, no, I see.
Now, did she just disappear? Okay, yeah, she just disappeared. So I'll wait for her to come back in, and then I'll just tell you a little bit about what's going on with the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We have the T-shirts that we have designed for those who would like to participate in our efforts to feed the homeless. We will send you a free T-shirt with a payment to higherlearningnetwork.org. And you can pay via PayPal. And these are just one of the T-shirts. We've got plenty of them for you. So we want to give people something for their money, not just donate, but give them something. So one of our students came up with the idea, why don't you make T-shirts? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, give them something for their money. So this is just the first of many. Meditate to activate. I love that. And then there's one, inhale wealth and exhale debt. I love that. Inhale faith and exhale faith. And she's back with us, and I'll bring her back in. There she is. Alrighty, so I was just telling them, yeah, there's no echo now. Speak. So, yep, I hear you loud and clear. So these are these are some of the T-shirts that we offer for those who donate to the homeless. If they make a donation of $25 or more, this is one of the T-shirts. We started up here, Inhale. All of this is on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Meditate to activate. Inhale wealth, exhale faith. Inhale faith, exhale fear. Inhale love. Exhale hate. Inhale genius. Exhale doubt.
Yeah.
Need love. Self-love.
We have to talk.
Yes,
I want
we do.
To be promoted at my show.
Well, it will definitely be promoted at your show. Yes, it will. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to talk about you some more. That's enough about the Higher Learning Network. Let us continue with the mission that you're on. Talking about July 28th from 12 to 4. That's on a Thursday. It's a free. Tell us a little bit more about
that. That's the youth explosion, the concert we're going to be having. And we're inviting the youth from all over, Chicago, Detroit, Indiana, wherever God sends them, it's going to be, you know, I'm hearing a backlash. I mean, I'm hearing it.
Don't matter. I don't hear it. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. There's so much I want to say.
Keep talking, girl. Just talk on.
Yeah, I want to talk about a little bit about the community, as far as having that connection, that build-up from people kind of jumping in and helping my mom. It takes a village. I want to kind of encourage other parents and community leaders to get involved with these
kids. Yes, yes.
You know, they're not your kids, but they're your kids.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yes, they
and
are.
And I'm saying that also because I absolutely support children. Go ahead.
Because we're one with the human family. It's not about
That's
this.
Right.
It's about humanity. That's what Dr. Willie Wilson teaches us all. It's about humanity, caring for your neighbor's children as you care for your own children. Yes, ma'am.
That's it. I believe it's so much that I spoke about this before on this one of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was a football mom.
Oh, really?
I was a basketball mom. Yeah, I was... you know, cheerleader mom, and you, when you those things, when the kids that's attached to those programs begin to call you mom. So I got a whole football team of boys calling me mama, Mama Patty.
Oh.
Or Mama D, the dance group. They, hey, Mama D. And you embrace it and take that as serious as you would take raising your own children.
Right.
I believe that God said we are be mothers to the motherless and fathers to the fatherless.
Yes, ma'am.
Carry that.
Yes, ma'am.
And your heart, and it makes a difference on even not just your children turn out, but, you know, the youth, the God's children. Like you just said, purple, green, orange, or black, it doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
That is totally looking at your heart.
It's looking at your heart. And we've got some hearts on the line, LaDonna, that want to
yes, ma'am.
That want to talk. 773-366. Was your hand up? 773-366? I guess not. Let us go to back to, was this 872-901? 872-901? You're live on the Female Solution, 872-901? Okay, let's try this. 312-671. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment for LaDonna? 312-671.
We're on the Yashalom. Yes. Okay. Grand Rising. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning, Zelda. How you doing? Robinson.
Plum. Thank you so much for calling. What's your question?
Yes. Well, first of all, my comment is that I would like to commend you and the sister and all the other brothers and sisters about the business of Help Save the Children. You know, that is truly a worthy way of life for us to do unity in the community in terms of the fruit of the Spirit is our children. And everything in life, whether people know it or not, whether they are black, white, red, brown, and yellow, is only because of God's will, His grace, His mercy, as well as His power and authority for you and I to live. So let's keep it real. I would like to do collaboration through education. When I say I am that I am. Your brother and your friend here in Chicago, Illinois. And we would like to do a community children's education and collaboration because the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington said we must plump the whole community. And plumping up Chicago, America, and the world in peace, love, unity, marketing people is too big for me. It's too big for you. It's nothing too big for God and the people if we do it together. You know, Chicago is known as the, according to the slogan of the Honorable Mayor Washington campaign, Chicago works together. That's the concept that came with his campaign. And I would like to extend my number. And also, which is 312-671-2773, and let's get it on, as Marvin Gaye say. So we can do whatever we got to do to help stop the violence, the robbing, the stealing, the killing, the looting, and the hijacking, and all of the wrong things that people do. We must go back to a way of life of respect. Respect is everything, and it starts with God. When God says to honor God, to honor your father, honor your mother, and the elders. So I'm 76 years old now. Continue to pray, and if our people don't know what to do, that is the greatest thing that we can do. But do even more than prayer, put action into words. You know, we talk a lot, but we do less. But when we do our best, then we're going to do more, everything that we do together. So people can reach me at 312-671-2773. And that's a better way of life in reality. call me and let's get it together, Zelda. And for your guests, let's get it together and share success, breathe success. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you, Minister Robert Floyd Plump from the South Side of Chicago. It is 8:30. We got to take our last commercial break. And as we go to break, if you need to gather your thoughts at this point in time, I'm going to leave something up here on the screen for those to see, because it's important that we see with not only with our eyes but with our hearts. And everything begins in the heart. And I want to leave this here with you right quick as I run and get me some tea and show you exactly what we've been working on for the homeless. So stay close, and we will be right back here on The Female Solution.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Is the last commercial break here on The Female Solution. I just want us to have this little quick experience here before we continue, LaDonna, because I think it's important that we take a look at what's available for us. I just want us to do a little exercise here together, if I can bring this back up here. And there you go. And I want us to just think about the exercise we had this morning, and we want you to meditate in order to activate. And how do you do that? You simply close your mouth. Close your mouth and close your eyes. And you simply inhale. Hold it. And exhale. And why did you do this, Elvis? You meditate in order to activate the supreme power that is within you. That's why you meditate. Your connection to the source, whatever you call it, God, Allah, Buddha, doesn't matter. Whatever you call it, just call it. And I want you to inhale again. Inhale wealth with your nose closed. Inhale wealth. And exhale death. blew it way out. Can't you see yourself in one of these t-shirts? Yeah, let's try another. Here's my favorite. Inhale faith and exhale fear. Get out of here, fear. Fear-based thinking will keep you trapped. One more. Inhale love and exhale hate. One more. Inhale genius and exhale the doubt, because you are more powerful than you know. The world knows it. You just don't know it. And this is your time to tap into the resources that is within you as you inhale genius and exhale doubt. Imagine how you'll feel when you look in the mirror and say that. You're feeding yourself self-love. So if you need some love, inhale it, because you're already love. You are love. You were born of love.
That's right.
You surround yourself in love. You're the love that you've been looking for, so you don't have to look anymore. So all that information is right there on my YouTube page on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And there's some other ones, too, there with a photo on it, but I'm not sharing that. You can go to the blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you can see that for yourself. But I just wanted to share that with you this morning. And before you leave, I want you to share with us, LaDonna, what projects you have coming up in the very near future. So what do you see yourself at in the next 5 years, 2 years?
Well, I see myself, it's all about God, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see myself completing my project with my shelter. I have a shelter program. It's called Safe Haven Christian Advocates.
Oh. A shelter?
A shelter program. Initially, it was for women and children, but God showed me so much more. It's why it's brought between his bed. So that I started that in January. Yeah, I initially started in Chicago.
Oh.
And I would go to different shelters. I was there. There's a story behind it. But I was going to different shelters. And of course, they didn't want you to speak on religion. So I would go in and do motivational speaking and positive thinking. And I would give my testimony to the women or whomever was there. And then I would go to the resources. To accommodate my visit. And from there, it is going from an agency to actually becoming a physical shelter.
Oh.
Yeah. I wish I had so much more time.
Well, you just have to come back on again and talk about it. You just have to come back on and talk about it. I'm so glad you said that, because shelter is very important. It is, I had no idea that homelessness is such a big issue all over the world. It's just not the United States. It's all over the world. We've both been there.
Amen.
February of 2019, my little brother was homeless. He lived in Tent City. He was murdered by another homeless man.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Thank you, my love. I had no idea until I went to his funeral. All the homeless people showed up. It was in the Chicago Tribune and everything.
Wow.
I had no idea. So I just felt it in my heart. I'm not Willie Wilson. I don't have Willie Wilson's millions of dollars. But the money that I ask for people on the air, they send it, because they know that these people may not eat or sleep. They will sleep on the ground, but they'll be cold. So I am honored to be a part of the Higher Learning Network, where we raise funds for the homeless to help get them butane to keep them warm at night, to get them heaters, to get them generators. What's the stuff that lights the butane? Lighter fluid, food, just all kinds of things. So shelter. You are right on.
Yeah.
You're right on the head.
The project itself is big, because it's a huge issue. You know, we live amongst them.
Yes.
And we turn our
nose up at them. We don't know where the paycheck away.
We can't afford it. We cannot afford it.
No.
I'm telling you, my experience with that is that I've never been homeless. I was not raised, even, threatened by homelessness. So I thought, you know, and moved to California and came back to Chicago with my three children at the time. And it was something. It's an experience that I know that God allowed me to go through so that I can have empathy.
Mm.
As I was there. Mm. You know, they were experienced. I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, you give them a dollar, you know, make slight comments, like, get a job. I've
yes.
never said that, thank
yes.
God. But,
yes.
you know, it's just a comment that's weird. And going through that, Ms. Zelda, God really showed me on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of being
mm-hmm.
a parent and
mm-hmm.
ministry to me.
Mm-hmm.
All that. This is what God told me. What you suffer is your ministry.
Ah.
It's not what they do to you, what you and what you take in. This happened to me. No, it happened for you.
Mm.
It happened for you. It was to take you to another level in God. It's to teach you. And it gives you that ministry. It gives you the experience with God that cannot be denied. That's what I was telling you about in my bio. Where I told you, I wanted God to give my kids their own experience.
Yes,
so many
yes.
We're just taught about God, and then we just have this imagination, or we're not clear about it. Life happens, and then you go, oh, well, that's the one I met. But I asked that God early on. I wanted my students to see him.
Mm.
Anytime we went through something, like Moses missed
mm-hmm.
I was clear. God, I would tell my kids, oh, look what God did. Oh, my God, look how God has blessed us with this vehicle. Oh, look at how he placed. Good God, to God be the glory. Remember how we prayed. We asked the Lord to help us. He did. Now, when you do that, you give them, they start to realize they need a relationship. It is not a religion anymore. It's not about what they just say. It's actually a relationship that they're establishing with us.
You are right on target. We've got some calls, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Oh, we've also got some comments here, Joy. Miss Joy, Mother Joy says, I am so grateful for that meditation, amen, and I am born in an and of love. Thank you. She also says, hi, Grand Rising ladies. I really appreciate and resonate with being a mother to the motherless. The truth that I am a mother wherever I am, and now elevated to a grandmother, because as a grandmother, my love territory expands to children in the second generation. I imagine it's the second generation. Praise God, I do not know much about a village, but I do know about community and neighbors and the need to improve better relationships as a family, Reverend LaDonna Petty. I love that philosophy. Yes. Thank you, Joyce. God, she's on. She's a face. She is a host here on The Female Solution. I think it's every second Saturday, I believe it is. Yeah. We have different hosts on the weekends, but Monday through Friday, we're on from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m., and on Saturdays from 12 noon until 4. Excuse me, 12 noon until 2. I didn't say 4. 12 noon until 2. So you can go back and see. All the shows are in the archives on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, or on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. You'll see there's tons of them. And also on our Facebook page, HLN TV Show. Yeah, that's right. So, now, let's see if we can get a call. 773-263. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Chicago. This is Rashida.
Hi, Rashida. Thanks for calling.
I'm calling first to ask you to join our team. We had sponsored some homeless children and from Harold Washington High School, and now we're planning to sponsor children from Chicago to Pembroke, because I also have a 501c3 nonprofit. And in Kankakee, I signed a contract with the dean of the Kankakee City College to have the students there to participate in our agriculture and horticulture program. So any student that would like to go to school for horticulture or agriculture, They could sign up with our grassroots organization, and we're sponsoring children to Pembroke to continue the development that I've done there with the mayor.
So where would they get that? What website would they go to, or where would they call?
They can call Kennedy City College or go to my website. Our website address is grassrootsorganization.wordpress.com.
WordPress.com.
Okay. We've been since 1981. We've been a 501c3 tax exempt organization. And from its inception, we have been sponsoring youth and a youth service program. Now, this Sunday, May 29th, we're having a campaign for Black Lives Matter. I mean, all lives matter, and Black love matters too.
Mm.
So we're having those who want to, they can attend. It's going to be at 1500 West Concochrane and Oak Park. Well, it's near Oak Park, Chicago. And we're having a bike-a-thon, a bike ride, starting from the vending site, which is on Concochrane, all the way to the park. And we're having, I forget his name, he's a grand marshal. He's a state rep. Anyhow, I want to invite all those who want to get their children into a summer program to come to our website, grassrootsorganization.wordpress.com, and register your youth. My brother, he sponsored it, and I also have been doing it for years with the homeless students.
Mm.
At the Chicago Public School, we have a program through the Parent Council for the homeless students, because like he said, it takes a village to grow a child. It also takes a responsible, concerned citizens who are not trying to capitalize off of the problem.
Yeah.
Homelessness has been around, like I said, ever since Jesus, and probably before, but we have to do something about it. Because so many vulnerable people are getting injured, stabbed, especially the homeless.
Thank you for this call, Rashida. We greatly appreciate it. We've got your information on the web, grassrootsorganization.wordpress.com, and I'll also include that on my blog as well, so just know that. So what can we expect to hear from you in the very near future, my sister, Pastor LaDonna Petty?
You know what? I'm working on kind of doing some big ministry again in Chicago. I was born and raised in Chicago, so this is all I, you know, started my work. This is what I know. So I'm going to be, I'm going to link up with some organizations, like she just said, as well as yours indeed, to do some street ministry and collaborating and, you know, moving around Chicago and other areas in which God will send me.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I just want to connect people to God. I really want them to know that there is a way, and it's not all, you know, that. What you see is not what you get.
Right.
You know?
You get the real deal, holy feel.
Yeah, I love it. Did you say holy feel?
Yeah.
It's funny.
I'm a poet,
you know,
not a man.
I didn't realize, Ms. Del, that
what?
I was just sitting here, and literally, I'm like, why does that sound so, your name? But I remember hearing your name on the radio. They all know about
me.
And I just got excited in my spirit. I'm like, oh, my God. Queens and kings. And you would meet them, and you would do great experience with them.
Well,
it's such an honor and a pleasure to actually see and hear you. I am so grateful to be able to have sat with you for this time. And I pray that God furthers our relationship. I am really excited about the future. Mine especially.
Praise
God.
Praise
God. And I continue to do a great work here in the earth as long as God will have me.
Amen. And I thank you for that, my sister, because even though I'm not on Gospel Radio 1390 anymore, I'm on the Female Solution. And, honey, wherever I go, we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. Amen. It is an honor to know you, my sister, because you have done some things that I could never, ever do. All righty, now if you say so, my sister. We got a comment here. Grand Rising Beautiful Queen Sister, that's Vieta Robinson. She is my sister from another mister. Vieta is on Fridays from 7 until 9 a.m. And then she comes on, Friday is Health and Well-Being. Sunday is Soul Purpose Healing.
Okay.
And Soul Purpose Healing is on Sunday nights, last night from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. What time zone are you on? Are you in Central Standard Time, too?
Me, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in Chicago, so.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting that's East Chicago. I keep seeing East Chicago, Indiana. Yeah. So I will include all of the information that you give me. I'll include it on our blog. If you are watching the program on YouTube right now, or on Facebook, type in the comment section what city you're calling from, what city you're listening from, I should say, or watching from. Let us know where you're calling from, and paying tribute to Pastor LaDonna Petty Williams, because we're celebrating motherhood. 365. I don't know how you do it. I don't know
one
how you
day
did
at
it.
Time.
Yeah, one day at a time. I did not birth children into this world. But I babysat a lot of them while my sister was, may she rest in peace, Tijuana Robinson. She was busy having them, and I was busy taking care of them. So it ain't like I have raised them, honey. I have raised them. They just didn't come through this canal. They came through another gate. But I commend sisters who do it, because I did not have children because I was afraid. I lived in fear that I would not be able to support them or myself. And then I see all the baby daddy drama that's going on, and where it's like, I don't want a part of that. So fear kept me from experiencing motherhood biologically, but maternally I still got it, because they still calling that, ask for the coins, honey. They still baby. Yes, they do. Do yours do the same? They're gone, but they still need some money from mama.
Yeah. Still, but you know what? I don't mind. As long as they're doing something that's positive, they're working towards building
their life.
I'm all for support and helping. Again, you know, you make it where the home is definitely a nest.
Yes.
They always come back if they need you.
Yes.
So they can visit whenever they want to.
Right. Well, that's a blessing within in itself, because a lot of parents is like, look, you out of here. That's it and that's all.
Yeah. You know, I can't really comment on it because everybody has their own experience.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, I feel like that's just really important to not wait until they can come home to mom.
Yeah, because if you can't go to mom.
You can't stay home to mom, but you can definitely come
right,
home.
Right. You can't stay here, but you can lay your head here for a night or two. And I think that's
I mean, as long as you may need it, but, you know, you just don't want to. You want them to have their own life.
Right.
You want them to have that experience of being independent.
I gave you wings. Okay, now it's time to fly.
Yeah, go fly.
So go fly. Let mom get some rest.
Put the wing in there. It's okay.
Thank
come
you.
Back and help me grow.
So what do you do for yourself, LaDonna, with such a busy life schedule and so many children and a husband and a ministry and all the projects? What do you do to take care of LaDonna?
Me, I have my little tea next to some pot.
Okay.
I go on Woodside in my water and bath. You know, I'll take a, you know, a moment and go to a hotel by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, or, you know, I don't have any siblings. I like to have siblings. My dad had two daughters. But I have, you know, that girl's nice. I'm just going to hang out with the girls. And that's still normal, I think. I don't know.
You are. Yeah, I think you are. You know, what's normal? Ooh.
Right. So, I'm just looking forward to just really continuing building and networking and connecting to, you know, beautiful people like yourself. And doing God's work and his will.
Well, you are definitely doing that, because you are making a difference in the quality of lives of not only adults, but the next generation. And the generation after them, because somebody is watching the generation of children that you're raising that you're making a difference in, and somebody is watching that generation under that generation.
Yeah.
So the work you do is for generations to come.
I have to say thank you to so many people that were there for me. My aunt, Jackie and Connie and Veronica, I can just name. My grandmother, people outside of that,
mm-hmm.
Mary Robinson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was one of the assistants. She was the secretary at Andrew Carnegie School in the 80s.
Mm.
I have so many people to thank that really helped my mom.
Mm.
You know, that's why I say it takes a village. Because as long as you, you know, to me, if you feel silent and you watch a child fade away,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you're the answer to them. You're the answer for them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But if you say something positive to them, you know, like you just agree and rise and you speak and meditate, you know, you give them words of encouragement. The t-shirts are so powerful to me.
Mm-hmm.
The meditation t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The almost things, the little seeds. God said, if you plant the seed,
mm-hmm.
I'll give the increase.
Okay.
You know, send something to somebody that's going to make a difference
mm-hmm.
in their life. You don't know why that is making a difference.
But it is making a difference.
Yeah.
So it is, 8:56. We've got 1 minute left. I need your contact information so I can share that with our
listeners.
Okay.
You know my name. Mm-hmm. Dante Williams.
Uh-huh.
The number is 219-402-2792. And my email is paige.ladonna, L-A-D-O-N-A, the number 7@gmail.com.
Petty, P-E-T-T-Y.
S.
Uh-huh. As in
LaDonna.
Saying. L-A-D, capital D-O-N-N-A. Uh-huh.
Be like a dog. You know that.
Uh-huh.
Right?
LaDonna.
The number 7.
Oh, LaDonna.
@gmail.com.
So if anybody wants to reach her, let me be sure I have this right. And that is, do I have this right, LaDonna? Petty S. LaDonna 7@gmail.com.
And it's all lowercase, but that's fine. Yeah,
okay, I just did that so they could see it. So let me get rid of your name so they won't think it's all of that.
Yeah.
Petty S. LaDonna @gmail.com. Wow, where did the time go? It's been so quick. So there is where you can reach her, and I want to share with you before we go this last screen for this coming Saturday from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Excuse me, 12 until 1 p.m.
Okay, I'm definitely going to come.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, it's virtual. It's online.
Oh, it's virtual.
It's all online.
Oh, okay.
It's all online. In the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, 12 noon until 1 p.m.
Y'all ready to come out.
Yeah, you can come, but this happened for, oh, Lord. And it is now time to play our closing ending, and it is here somewhere. There it is. Thank you, ending, and I have to play that.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to
www.facebook.com. Thank you for building all our work and all the members and people that to make this an awesome experience, God. Have your way in their life, Lord God. Let them all have an encounter with you. Help me forever life change in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wait, don't go nowhere.
Listen to our radio shows. Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland,
Jean Cullion, France, merci, Spain, gracias, Italy, grazie, Egypt, shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And this Saturday, 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, where your teen talent contest will take place, where youth can win prizes, cash, and a scholarship. And thank you so much for liking and sharing this video. Make it a great day. It's Monday Morning Mindfulness. And thank you so much, LaDonna. We will see you on Saturday. And I will email you today because I'm going to email you the information for the link for Saturday, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
All righty. Thank you so much, LaDonna. I love you, my sister. Thank you for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much.
And I will see you soon.
Okay.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
You took it.
Contact LaDonna. You'll be glad you did. Oh, that was too funny. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty now.